What's up? This is your girl Taz at MC, and you are now tuning into the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy Big Sin.
What's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it. Let's get into it. It's the NC Hip Hop Show, and we back.
Yeah, this is about three shows in about, what, a week and a half? Less than 2 weeks?
Yeah,
we back. We definitely are back. And this is a special, special episode right now. This one here, you know, we like to call I Want All the Smoke, R&B edition. You feel me? So, you know, we're just here, you know, to introduce ourselves to you again and go over a couple things, but we got a playlist that's coming on after the show. So if you are on Spotify, make sure you check it out. If you're not on Spotify, you should sign up, you know, just to get, you know, this vibe of this list. Big Sin, tell them what we're going to be playing tonight.
Yeah, you need to sign up because it's an R&B list, you know what I'm saying, old school, throwback, you know what I'm saying, all the songs, you know what I'm saying, like when you hear them, you're going to have memories and shit, it's going to take you back, going to jog your memory, you know what I'm saying, you be able to play the whole shit, listen to it while you're cleaning up, you know what I'm saying.
So, exactly, or while you're doing some things you only grown folks should be doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Like going to church.
You
like
know
having
what?
Bible study. You know?
Indeed. Don't listen to Big Sin, you know. But you can listen to him because you're probably doing that shit too. Y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it's that R&B throwback to edition. So whatever you do, when you listen to them tracks, you know what I'm saying, zone out and do what you do, you know. And we, of course, you know, we going to set things off by, you know, playing a track or two, you know what I'm saying, for me and Sin, you know what I'm saying, just so we can get things popping, you know what I'm saying. But after that, you know, it's going to go in, you know, to some of the, you know, great, you know, classics. Obviously, we can't play them all in one show because it's way too many. But just know, you know, this is the first edition of it. So, you know, there's going to be multiple editions, you know, throughout, you know, the beat. And, you know, we're going to have the hip-hop version, throwback hip-hop version. You know, we might even throw in, you know, just all underground, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know, it could be all female artists, you know, whatever. You know, there's so many possibilities and things and ways to go ahead and flip it. If you guys have been keeping up with us these last, you know, few weeks, you know, we just did the Woo Wednesday one, you know what I'm saying, this past Wednesday, not yesterday Wednesday, but, you know, last week Wednesday. So, you know what I'm saying, if you haven't already, make sure you go and check that show out, because just like this with Woo, I'm telling you, there's no way we could have done all of that in one show. So it has to be multiple type shit. The shit that we do over here is always going to be multiple type of shit. And we always want it to be quality. You know, we're not going to try to OD too much at one time, but we just going to give you a little taste, so that you know what I'm saying, what's to come. But, yeah, I'm excited for tonight's show for sure. Big Sin, what are some tracks you want to hear tonight?
Teddy Pendergrass, latest greatest inspiration. I want to hear that. Let me see. Weak by SWV. If I Ever Fall in Love by Shy. You know what I'm saying? Like. Let me
if
see what
I
else.
Ever fall in love. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that music, you just can't, it's undefeated, man. Trying to think, what else? Keith Sweat.
What's the name of that song?
Twisted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so many, man.
Indeed. And we definitely is gonna play some Jodeci, some H-Town. We got, you know, Silk in the building. Jagged Edge, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited for the show already, but that's just touching the surface. And again, you know what I'm saying? We cannot do it all in one night. So don't be beefing with us, because every time somebody come out with a list playing something, well, you should have played this. Why you didn't play that? This ain't going to be just the first one. There's plenty to come. And if you can voice your opinion, then, you know, at least, you know, like that, then you can reach out to us, you know, personally and let us know what you want to hear. But don't be on our shit, talking about you could have did this and could have did that. Well, you know what? You could have also just requested the song too. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it that way, because we want to hear from y'all. We want to know what you want to hear in addition to what we putting together. And then if you're an artist and you got music and stuff like that, we also want to hear that. And, you know, we got a nice little submission form, quick and easy. All you got to do is just, you know, put the track info, submit the track, upload it, bam, 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 send it to us. And, you know, you could possibly be on the next, you know, playlist or NC Hip Hop show. So, man, you know, that's pretty much all I got in regards to that. Anything you want to talk about, or you want to just get straight to the list, or, you know, what's good?
I just want to say rest in peace to my aunt. You know what I'm saying? She passed away today. My great aunt. You know what I'm saying? So I just want
to
say
that.
I'm
sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But she was like 90 years old, man, you know. But
I just want to,
like, you know, pay homage, you know what I'm saying, to her, you know what I'm saying? But also I want to say be on the lookout for the new project, Carolina Heat. That joint is, I can't even, all I can say, just look out for it. That's all I got to say.
Look out for it, man. And with you being the host of the show, there's no excuse why when it drops, you ain't going to have your ass back on the show so that we can also let the people hear more of that stuff indeed, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna play the whole album on the show.
That could be the playlist too. We could put together a playlist for your release, and then bam,
yep,
have that. Getting it together. Okay.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's a classic, man. I can honestly say that shit is a classic, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because I just know what I put into it, you know, just the work, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a classic, man.
That's what's up. And, you know, you always make good music already, so you make great music, not good music. You make great and amazing music, so we already know it's about to be fire, you know, so we definitely excited, you know, waiting for that. And yeah, we'll get that special show, you know, hopefully sooner than later, folks. You said when you say it's dropping?
It's dropping in January. I don't know the exact date. I won't really know until because I got like two songs like to finish. Like one song, it's like about a chick or some shit like that, and it got like a southern vibe to it, and then the other song, I got Joel Ortiz on it, so
okay,
you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna book a session and you know what I'm saying, knock that shit out, and then it'll be done. But
that's what's up.
The Joel joint, that joint is gonna be crazy. I know that. I can tell you that. That shit gonna be crazy. Like,
right.
I don't even think like I don't even know if motherfuckers ready for it or not. You know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
Well, exciting, exciting stuff. Good stuff, bro. Good stuff. And, you know, like we said, you know, we will definitely keep y'all posted too as well. So be on the lookout for that special show, Carolina Heat, with Big Sin's release coming sometime in January. And then outside of that, you know, we're going to go ahead and get into this playlist here, but before we do change the vibe and get into that throwback, Big Sin, I want to know from you, like, what do you think is maybe something that can help a relationship, like, be successful or a healthy relationship?
Trust, loyalty. Affection, attention, communication. Let me see what else. Spending quality time, you know what I'm saying? Knowing when to have space, you know what I'm saying, between y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, not be all up under each other all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, when that comes from communication, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I think, like, you know, loyalty, trust, communication, attention, knowing when to be, you know, be apart, you know, stuff like that. Because I feel like when you're in a relationship, your other half, that's like, you know, that makes you, like, complete, you know what I'm saying? So that's like your best friend every day, you know what I'm saying? So you got to have communication.
Right.
It's crazy. Like, I know all of this stuff, and I'm single as a motherfucker.
Right. You know, see? But, no, I feel you, though. And I was going to say, like, communication is really important. And then, you know, everything else is important, too. But communication, man, like, that can make or break shit. And you know what I'm saying? And sometimes things are just, like, misunderstood or not even that way, but if you don't communicate it, then, you know, things can happen, and then it can be, you know, in something which could eventually end up being unhealthy or, you know, toxic or whatever the case may be. So, you know what I'm saying? Good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know, you know, and the people out there that may be going through something or looking for that type of advice, if you don't have those things lined up, then, man, you might want to reevaluate some of the things that you might need to work on. You know, I ain't saying, like, you know, go the other way, but, you know, everybody loves who they love or don't love or whatever the case may be. But if that's something that you, you know, want in your life, then you're going to have to work on those things, because it should be two people doing, you know, everything together, not just one-sided. Shouldn't be no beef, shouldn't be out here scrapping and fighting and doing all that crazy shit. Yeah, you know, talking about the relationships, because the throwback joints that we about to play and the way that those relationships were sung about or talked about is way different than things is nowadays. So a lot of you young cats out there might not even know that, because you might be used to seeing something unhealthy or toxic, or you think, you know, the way that your relationship is good, or see somebody that might be, you know, on the surface look cool, but it's not. And they, oh, those are relationship goals. No, no, no. You should have your own goals with whoever you're with and not try to base your life off of something that you think might be real, because that might not apply to you or your significant other. And, you know, people are different. You know, but as long as you guys are on the same page and you share, you know, some of the same goals, it might not be all the same goals, but, you know, a majority of them, and you can vibe off the same things, whatever those goals may be, it don't matter what it is. If you want to go fucking jump off a roof or go fishing every day, if your significant other want to do that too, then bam, there you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
a lot of, a lot of stuff could be avoided just by communicating. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you with somebody and you don't communicate, you know what I'm saying? It might not really be nothing wrong. You feel me? But like, if you ain't communicating that shit, you know, to the person, you know what I'm saying? They're going to take it like, you know, their mind going to start wandering and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to come up with all these different scenarios and shit like that just because you didn't communicate. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, and also honesty too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if like, say if it's like a chick that you might just want sex, you feel me? Like, be honest about it. Tell a chick that's what the fuck you want. Like, don't sit here and be like, oh, I love you, and get in a relationship, and then have sex with her, then you dip off. You know what I'm saying? It's like honesty. Honesty will get you a long way, too. You know, because you never know. Like, hell, she might want the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just never know. So honesty is important, too. Like, you got to, like, give her, like, the option. You know what I'm saying? Like, to either fuck with you or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got a right to have an option. You know what I'm saying? So, honesty is another one.
That's facts. And you can't get mad if you haven't been honest when she find out the truth. You can't be. You can't be, because that, and then once that trust is, just from my experience, it's hard to get it back. Sometimes it might not never come back. It never. It's not healthy to be in that state of mind, especially when you're in a relationship with ain't shit changing. And it's, and it, you know, it may seem like, oh, well, okay, well, I'm going to be good today. But that's that shit we was taught when we was little and shit. You get in trouble and shit, then you be good for a minute so you can get your little gains back, or, you know, get your little allowance, or be able to go back outside and shit. And then as soon as you get outside again, what is you doing? Acting a fool.
Yep.
A motherfucking
like,
fool. You know?
You know, like, you can be honest with somebody, like, they might get mad about it, but they'll get over it. And then they'll have respect for you because you told them the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look yourself in the mirror, you can sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some dudes out here savage, and women too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, both sides savage.
Exactly.
You know, so women will use dudes for their money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, dudes will use women for, they'll use women for sex, and it's ugly. Shit ugly as hell.
Right, exactly. And that's why I definitely be still listening to a lot of these tracks that we gonna play tonight, because they were talking about real shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, even though it might be just a song, maybe some of them didn't even write it. Who knows? But a lot of them probably did. Who knows? I'm not saying that. You know, it's just the times was different, and you can tell based off of the music that was being made during that time. So somebody was having these type of relationships. And I know back then more people did write that stuff, you know, or somebody in the group wrote it, or, you know, they co-wrote it together, whatever the case may be. But the feeling, you know, the feeling and the vibe and the beat and the content and everything that they were talking about, it basically has something to do with, you know, a more healthier type of relationship, even if it was sexual or whatever it may have been, you know, a situationship, a friendship, a relationship, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? It was just different. You know, the times is different. Now it's just, I don't even know. I can't even tell you, honestly, a list of people today that are doing it how people were doing it back then. And that's not taking it away from any, I'm not taking anything away from any talented, you know, artists out here doing their thing. Keep on doing what you do, but you're very far and few in between. There's so much shit from back then, we can't even play it in one show. You can't. And people like that back then had multiple cuts.
You know, like, we got some good R&B singers out today. You know, we got SZA and it's one chick. I can't. Summer Walker. There's another chick that she like Jamaican or some Tims or some shit. You know, she make good R&B. Yeah, you know.
Have you heard of Cleo? Cleo Soul is bomb too. She got some shit.
Yeah, you know. So there's still some good R&B out here, but you know, but like back in the day, it was a whole lot different though. It was just, you know, even if they ain't write the song, you know, they delivered it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it was just crazy. I thought about another joint, Gerald Levert. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like any song by him,
mm-hmm.
like Luther
mm-hmm.
Vandross. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Excuse me, this joint. Like, it's just so many songs.
So many, and so many, like, yeah, we can do, you know, the 90s and the early 2000s and even some of the 80s and shit, but then we can, you go back then and be like, then you start listening to, you know, what your parents and grandparents was listening to. That's a whole nother list of songs and stuff that could be played. It's just so many, but, you know, you can also hear the difference too, how people used to talk to each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the music, you know, then, you know, when people were doing their thing, like dudes actually used to try to holler at females. You know what I'm saying? And now it's
yeah.
like that same, even though it might have been whatever, or you could say it was game or whatever, but it was like, it was deeper. Like, that's how you be on the phone, honey dripping and stuff, talking to some dude. They was really trying to persuade you or, you know, talk to you. Now, they don't even do any of that type of stuff. Some people might. I don't want to say ain't nobody doing that now, but if you is, then kudos to you. But it just seems like people ain't really into that. It's just like motherfuckers hook up and do their thing, and then that's what it is. Where's the love at? That's what it is. The music had love in it. Love. It was okay
yep.
to love somebody and show somebody you loved. It wasn't about trying to get over on somebody, or I got this motherfucker for this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, I don't know. I mean, you always had that type of music too, but I'm just meaning the whole energy and vibe of everything, and the way that it just all came together was just motherfuckers was talking about love, straight love. So I ain't gonna go too deep into it, you know what I'm saying, before we end up being on here and talking longer than we need to be. But I say, you know, we go ahead and just give the people what they've been waiting for. Let's just
yeah.
go ahead and get into this playlist. You dig?
I can dig it.
All right, y'all. So thank you for tuning in to the special show, I Want All the Smoke, R&B edition on the NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by your girl Tazzy and your boy Big Sin. Till next time,
yeah.
we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.